Tattoo of Us, thanks for joining the Rush Hour with MG.
Is this MG's show?
Yeah, it's MG's show.
Shout out to MG, Western Sydney.
He said to say g'day.
Yeah, tell him I said hello.
So look, I just wanted to see, you're a Western Sydney boy yourself, as you just said. Grew up playing rugby league.
Yep.
And then you transitioned to MMA, correct?
Yep.
So how old was that? How old were you when you made the change?
I was playing footy and fighting. So I had my first fight at 17. And then I gave footy up 19.
19. You were playing for the Roosters?
I had another year of 20s left, and then I gave it up.
Yeah, are you happy with the decision you've made?
Yeah. I didn't give footy up just for the fun of it, you know. I didn't have the passion in it no more, and I always loved a bit of a scrap. So
yeah, well, so I was going to ask that as well. In terms of fighting, was it something where were you more inclined to a bit of a knock from time to time rather than, you know, growing up doing martial arts or anything?
Yeah, no, it was just more, it suited me. I didn't. You know, once you made when you get to the top of a sport, you know what I mean. It becomes like a job.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't feeling it no more. Footy, you know that, and just the whole thing about it. They teach you how to talk and teach you how to be and stuff like that. It just really wasn't me. So
they were sort of trying to change you, who you were, or how to behave, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So I just followed my heart You can't really tell a fighter how to be, can you?
No.
You lock me in a cage with another man and expect me to cave their heads in, you know?
Yeah. So in terms of like the Australian fight scene, where were you, how many fights did you have as sort of a, before you got to the UFC and sort of the Australian local fight scene?
So my record says I'm like 7-0, but
8-0. Well, it says 8-0.
I'm like, this will be 10.
10.
If I win this, it'll be 10.
So is that 8-0 in UFC, or is
no,
it?
No,
just...
that's the fight. That's all my MMA fights.
Gotcha. Right.
Professional MMA fights, and then I've had kickboxing fights. I've fought boxing. I was just fighting anyhow. I just wanted to fight.
For the people listening, what disciplines are you training in currently, or like that you're proficient in?
I do a bit of jiu-jitsu, obviously, because I have to get my shit snapped off. But I prefer stand up, you know, kickboxing, Muay Thai, boxing, and I like wrestling.
Wrestling as well.
Obviously, not as well as the Americans and stuff like that. You know, we're a bit behind, but
they've got that college system where it's sort of ingrained.
Yeah,
you know.
But I do think over this side of the world, our stand up is much better than theirs.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Now, I was just thinking this on the way before I came in here, and just the what it takes to actually fight another man. As you can probably tell by looking at me, I'm not exactly about to win many fights.
You look pretty scary, bro.
How do you... I assume you must still... There must be a level of nerves and adrenaline or fear that comes in when you are fighting. How do you manage that, or how do you sort of, rather than let it overwhelm you, sort of use it to your advantage?
I think that's where I have a upper hand on a lot of other fighters. I think fighting's more mental. It's a real mental sport, you know. And my mental game's pretty strong. So I don't really get nervous or you know, anything like that. I think the training makes me more nervous, you know, the putting the time in and training and stuff like that. But the fight for me is at the end of the road, and that's where I get to show off, you know, all the hard work.
Yeah.
And I kind of thrive off it, so I love it.
Okay, cool. Well, we're very different there.
Yeah.
And so you were saying you had a couple of amateur fights in Australia before you then went professional. How'd you get signed to the UFC? Who did someone approach you? Is it?
So I only had one amateur fight, and then I went pro.
And you went pro?
Yeah.
Was it a knockout?
Yeah, it was like 10 seconds or something like that. So I think my first five fights were under a minute.
Shit.
All together.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah, all added
all
up.
All added up under
a minute. Yeah, so... So I kind of made a name pretty quick,
yeah,
because of that. But then, obviously, because of that, it was a downfall. No one really wanted to fight, you know.
Really.
So I just fought anyone, and then it was at that point I wasn't really taking it too serious as well, you know. Yeah. I was just stuffing around, being young.
Yeah.
drinking and whatever else, as you do.
Yeah.
And then I got told I was having a kid, so it was time to pull my head out and then have a crack. And then I had to just win a couple fights that were put in front of me to make it to the UFC, and that was what I did.
Wow. And so this is what number fight in the UFC you're having?
This will be my second.
So that last one was your first?
Yeah,
that flying knee knockout.
Yeah. So I was signed in 2016, okay. But because of a knee injury, I had the whole year out. So
right.
So I just pretty much sat on the sideline and watched everyone.
Just waiting.
Yeah, so I kind of faded away. Everyone forgot about me for a bit there, but I'm back. It's me again.
Here we go. So when you're preparing for a fight, do you spend that much time analysing your opponent, going through tapes and all that sort of stuff?
Nah, just worry about losing some fat.
Yeah, right.
That's about it.
As a heavyweight, though, what's the like you? Some you do have to cut weight at some point, don't you?
Yeah, well, I do.
You do
a lot of not many heavyweights do, but yeah, I'm on the bigger end of the heavyweights. Me and Mark, we both cut weight. So
how do you go with the weight cuts? I mean, for the smaller guys, it looks like a nightmare. For the bigger fellas, maybe it's not as hard.
Yeah, for us big fellas, is just, you know, just got to be a bit strict, you know.
Yeah.
Not much KFC and that, but it's all right, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, I miss eating and whatever else, but this is what I got to do to fight at this level. So
yeah, and so you mentioned Mark before. Do you guys train together a lot?
Yeah. Me and Mark have been together for about 5 years now.
That's Mark
Hunt. taking me under his wing. Yeah, and being a bit of a mentor.
Yeah.
So yeah, me and him have we're pretty close.
Would you ever fight him?
No. I wouldn't.
So how do you see the heavyweight division at the moment? Obviously, you are only in your second fight, but, you know, you've got Stipe defending for the record third time. He's now going to fight DC. How do you sort of see the heavyweight division? How do you see that fight? And, you know, how that's what's your prediction for that fight?
Oh, Stipe and
DC,
Cormier?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, that'll be a good fight, I think. But, yeah, I've made a bit of a goal, you know, by the end of my four-fight contract, I'm going to be knocking on, you know, top 10 door or top 15 at least. But, man, to be honest, I'm just glad to be back and fighting, you know. Like I said, I sat around for a whole year, did nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but...
How does that go for an athlete when, you know, all you want to do is get out there and fight, you can't do it? Yeah, I assume your training would be limited. How's that go for you mentally?
That's what I said, you know. That's why I've got an upper hand on a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was tough, you know. I lost a lot. My son was born at that time. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I couldn't even help my missus. I went through a bit, but that's my struggle, you know. That's what I had to go through.
Yeah.
And I'm here now, so I'm ready to rock and roll.
Nice. Before we wrap this up, I would like to talk to you about a bit of rugby league. As you said, you were a league player. Who's are the Roosters your team, or you're from out west? You know?
Yeah. I did go for Roosters because most of my team. I think we had the highest number of players make first grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A couple of names you played with?
Dylan Napa, Roger
Tuivasa-Sheck. Is there any relation there with you?
Nah. No relationship.
Okay.
Just boys.
So do you follow the game much still? Or
nah,
you sort of...
I've lost the... I don't really follow anything.
You just...
I don't even watch fighting, yeah.
You don't even watch fighting?
Nah, I don't really watch TV.
So what do you...
A social. I like to...
Go out.
Go out to the pub or...
Well, I've actually seen... I wasn't sure if I saw it on your Instagram story or one of the Fafitas. Are you friends with those fellas?
Yeah.
Do you guys grow up together or you just met later on?
We're from Western Sydney, but we met later on. But we hang out a fair bit.
They seem like similar boys. They like to get out and have a good time.
We're all the same, so it's good.
Oh, well, mate, thank you very much for having a chat with us.
Cheers,
and good
bro.
luck for your career, mate. I look
thank
forward
you,
to
bro.
it.
I appreciate it.